Is your website pretty?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
You got what I need.
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you for listening to this podcast on Stitcher. Thank you for listening to this podcast on iTunes. Thank you for listening to this podcast with your ears. And thank you for the magnanimous interest on Pinterest. Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania, thank you for your caffeinated existence. Pinterest. Oh, yeah. Did I mention Pinterest? Yep. Our social media swami, Chris Bradley, has some Pinteresting information for you. Yeah, I know. I know. It was a lame, but it was right there. I could not ignore it. Chris will be talking Pinterest and their buyable pins later on in the show. And I got to say, when Chris first mentioned the buyable pins to me, I kind of rolled my eyes and I thought, okay, here we go again with some BS monetization on an otherwise good social media platform. However, I'm wrong here. This seems to actually be a good system that they're implementing. And Chris will tell you all about it on the second half of our show. Some really good information coming up for you. So stick around for that. And given that we'll be talking about Pinterest with Chris, I thought it would be a good idea to touch on social media in general here and how you should be using it with regard to the overall big picture with your business. See, and as much as how you should use it, understanding the why behind how you should be using it. Because see, social media has changed over the past few years so much in that if you turn the clock back to 2008 or 2009, businesses weren't taking social media seriously as far as the impact that it can actually have on your business. A few months back, I did a podcast on how the garbage can is the original filter for consumers and how the intrusive and systematic selling techniques taught and put into action over the past 3 or 4 decades has only served to widen the gap between consumers and the businesses from which they buy products or services. Your business. A real estate agent and all-around good human being in Colorado by the name of Dave Moon told me a few years ago, and this was probably around 2009, I'll never forget it because it's just so true. He told me, we were on the phone, he says, Mark, how strange is it that people are going to computers and the internet to find people? Think about the irony of that for a moment. We should just be able to communicate directly with one another. But when it comes to business, walls go up. And it's because you expect a sales pitch. As soon as somebody wants to sell you something, you expect them to no longer talk to you like a human being. And we all have that expectation. Worse yet, look in the newspapers. Look at the classified ads. There are always sales positions available. It's almost a joke anymore. If you're desperate for a job, you can always find a sales job where you can go in, learn somebody else's script, and recite it repeatedly with the intent of convincing someone to buy a product or service. I don't mean to offend anyone here, but it's the truth. People don't trust people anymore because of this crap. People expect a sales pitch. People expect you to read a script. They expect you to not talk to them like they're human beings. People expect you to tell them you're the best. People expect you to tell them what you think they want to hear so they'll give you their money. Blah, blah, blah. They simply don't believe you anymore, Mr. Salesperson. They don't believe you're honest. That's why social media is so darned important, and many of you suffer from social distortion. Yes, I had to work in a music reference there, and that was right there. I kind of like it. Seriously, though, many of you don't recognize the root reason that social media is important to your business. Simply put, people talk. People talk. People gossip. You kind of look at social media kind of like a gossip forum, and you look at all the junk people put up there on their social media profiles, and we make the mistake of not taking these people seriously. And I hate to tell you this, Mr. or Mrs. Business Owner, but you can look at somebody's social media profile and look at the stuff they post and think to yourself how stupid you think it is or how pointless or ridiculous. Insert your adjective here. It doesn't matter. Those people are your market. Those people are people who may be interested in your business. You can't be that selective. You can't. People are as people are. Heck, in social media, we find things about friends, about people we've known all our lives that it's like, well, I didn't know that about you. I thought you had more common sense than that. You know, it's just, it's how it is. You can't let that affect how you perceive social media as a tool in your own business. People talk, and people are talking and sharing information on social media about your business. People are more likely to buy your product or service if it has been recommended to them by a friend through social media. It's true. Why do you think so many businesses have wasted their precious revenues on buying Facebook likes, which incredibly actually ranks below flushing your money down the toilet? I believe Dennis Miller said on his Off-White comedy album, "Two of shit is shit." I know that's crass, but it's true. And if that's true, then what about 1,000? What about 5,000? What about 10,000? Think about the likes that people buy. Doesn't matter how many likes or followers you have if none of them care. And you can see on your social media, if you got 10,000 people who like you, who follow you, and you bought them all, you're probably noticing and you're probably asking yourself, damn, why did I buy all these likes and I've only got two people that even bothered to give me a thumbs up on a post? Well, it's because you bought a bunch of people who don't care. The point is finding, as Mark Schaefer says, your alpha audience, your audience who actually cares about you and what you offer. Heck, if social media wasn't a worthwhile and powerful platform, you wouldn't have people spending so much money trying to game it. I almost feel like I'm meandering a bit here. You can call me a Neanderthal. But the bottom line is that social media is powerful. And if you build your audience slowly but surely, you will see the results in your business, and you will have a powerful means by which to communicate with your audience and interact with them. Your social media profiles are your personal broadcasting facility by which you can lead people to your website to gain valuable information, earn their trust, and I mean earn their trust, and hopefully in the end, do business with you. It will take time, as your social media profiles are not only broadcasting platforms for your blogs, but opportunities for more instantaneous interaction with your audience. People learn to trust you from a distance, and then they come closer. Your social media profiles is where this process starts and ultimately where it flourishes because of the instantaneous nature of it. Make sure you are blogging regularly and using your social media to broadcast your blog posts. I mean, use your social media for other more immediate posts as well. I mean, it's a great way to get urgent information that's relevant to what you do out there. But make sure you're using it to broadcast your blog posts. Make sure as well that you are as responsive as you can possibly be on your social media profiles, because the more responsive you are, the better today's consumer will feel about doing business with you. Now, when we come back, Chris Bradley is going to tell you all about Pinterest and those buyable pins in pretty colors, no less.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity, and dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we are back on the Mind Your Business podcast. And guess what? I've got another voice for you to take away from the monotony of my own. It's our social media swami, Chris Bradley. We appreciate your interest on Pinterest. We always tell you that every week. We mean it. And I believe, Chris, that you wanted to talk a little bit about pins today.
That is right, Mark. Pinterest is the topic of the day.
I like Pinterest. I didn't understand it at first. But the more I've gotten to know it, I mean, it's very visual. I'm a tactile and kind of visual kind of person. And I guess I've grown to appreciate Pinterest a little more over the last year or so, and kind of seeing the value of it, because people want to see representation of your business beyond your words. And Pinterest seems to be like, Pinterest has just been growing crazy. Am I out of my mind, or is that true?
No, that is true, Mark. I like Pinterest myself. I don't use it as much as some of the other social networks, but I really, when I do get in there, I enjoy browsing through all the stuff. Now, Pinterest is really the ultimate social network for some businesses, and, you know, not so much for others. For those of our listeners who are investing resources into Pinterest, especially those of you that are selling products online, this discussion about buyable pins will be important to you. I don't want to get ahead of myself, though, with the buyable pins. Let's briefly review, you know, some of the most recent Pinterest demographics data.
So when you say buyable pins, the Pinterest is basically kind of monetizing the pinning function. Is that correct?
Basically, what they're doing is they're allowing their Pinterest business user merchants to add the feature to purchase within a pin and not have to go directly to a website. I'll get into some more detail about that in a minute.
I didn't mean to get you off topic there, but that just really piques my interest. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. It's a good question. According to the new report from BI Intelligence, Pinterest continues to have tremendous reach among women. Basically, among U.S. female internet users, 42% have reported being on Pinterest, and that's compared to only 13% of men. In addition, 47% of Pinterest users are between the ages of 25 and 44, with only 15% of the users in the age range of 18 to 24. It's important to remember that Pinterest users go to Pinterest to gather ideas. They're actively looking for something through the search feature, and they're making a purchase or visiting a website. This is much different than most social networks, because users are not usually searching for something that could lead to a purchase. I mean, when was the last time you went to Facebook and searched for a product that you wanted to purchase?
Yeah.
I mean, you may do that a couple times a year, but I mean, it's not something you do every time you go to Facebook. So to answer your question, Mark, what are Bible pins? Basically, blue means blue. When you spot a pin with a blue buy it button, you'll know that it's a Bible pin. The blue buy it button will be located in the left, actually to the left of the red pin it button that users are used to seeing inside of pins. When you click on the buy it button, Pinterest users will be able to purchase things directly from partners that are featured inside the pin. And so once you click on the buy it button, you'll be able to select specific types of products like color or size, see the price or prices if there are multiple products, and tap the button to purchase the product right from the pin.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I'll mention this in a minute, but they're not rolling it out until the end of this month.
So it's not like really active right now.
Not at the moment. I think some of the reports I read, it sounds like Shopify is allowing the feature. So maybe it might be available to some on some pins, but you're not really going to see it in abundance until towards the end of this month. So let's talk about the launch, the payment partners, and the cost. Pinterest said that the Bible pins will be launching later this month. It will be available in the iOS Pinterest apps. That's on iPhones and iPads. Android users will see this feature in future updates to the app, but Pinterest did not say exactly when that will happen. Many users are asking how secure will this be? So on its business blog, Pinterest said that they're working with Apple Pay and experienced payment processors like Stripe to make sure all credit card info is secure. So it sounds like it's going to be pretty secure when you're in there making purchases. So we all know it's available soon and it's going to be secure. Now the question becomes, how much is this going to cost me?
That's the ultimate question.
Exactly. That's what everybody's asking. And I have some really good news for you. The best part is that it doesn't cost businesses and merchants anything to add this feature to your pins.
Wait, monetization that doesn't cost anything?
Nope.
I'm sounding like an infomercial now. Hey, Chris, yeah. This monetization doesn't cost anything, but you're serious? Yeah. It doesn't cost anything.
Absolutely free. They're not taking a cut of any of your sales like other sites do. A lot of people are going to ask, and you're basically asking it now, why would Pinterest offer this for free? And I think to me, it just makes business sense. They want brands and merchants to sell their inventory on its discovery network. If partners can drive more sales through these buy it and other action buttons, the availability of these features, I think it incentivizes the partners to create storefronts on everything they offer within pins. And another thing is you can promote your pins. That is a advertising option that is available on Pinterest now. So there will be people who will take buyable pins and they will sink advertising dollars into that to put those to the forefront, to promote those pins and obviously get more sales. So there is going, you can purchase, you can promote your pin, but you don't have to. Basically what Pinterest is saying is, we're going to allow this feature at no cost.
It's interesting here though, Chris, because I'm having like Glengarry Glen Ross flashbacks right now with Alex Baldwin Alec Baldwin. I think I said Alex. Alec Baldwin and that infamous scene where he's going through AIDA, attention, interest, decision, and action. I actually hate, on the one hand, I hate that because I've been through numerous quote-unquote sales seminars in my life where this has been used for all the wrong purposes. But the truth of the matter is, it is a viable and logical order where you have attention. Do we have your attention? Pinterest definitely has everybody's intention. Interest. Well, interest is part of the name of Pinterest, so I'd say they do have our interest. And now what we're dealing with here is Pinterest itself as an entity, they realize that they have the attention and the interest of a very large audience. And in this monetization process, it's a matter of the D and the A in that process, decision and action. And this is very fascinating to me because of the fact that they're, at least at this point, they're not charging you anything. I'm kind of holding my breath because you know as well as I do that as these things become more successful, you know, it does wind up costing money down the line, and maybe it won't. But right now, it looks like a really, really good option for businesses, man.
Yeah, that's a good observation by you too. I mean, that's the way I look at it too. It's Pinterest is since their beginning days, whenever they started to gain some steam. I mean, they had a great idea that nobody was doing. I mean, mm-hmm. It's so good that Google Plus has now copied it. in their platform. But these guys, I mean, they've been forward thinking all along, and I've been really enjoyed sitting back and watching Pinterest as it grows and molds and just really becomes the powerhouse social media platform that it has become. This is one of the reasons.
And when you get Google to ride your coattails, you've done something really, really good.
Well, my guess is Google tried to buy them and they said no, so then they just copied them. I have no. That's not. That's just an observation, folks. I'm just. I have no insider knowledge of that. But
tell the men in black you heard nothing.
Just talking about in general about Pinterest, and that brings me to my final thing. I just wanted to talk about how the buyable pins improve mobile user experience. I mean, another thing to remember is that Pinterest has done a good job of improving their user experience on mobile devices, and this is yet another move in that direction. The way pins exist now, if you find something on Pinterest and you're like, oh, I have to have this now, then you have to click through to the website. And there are still more websites out there that are not mobile friendly than those that are. Yep. So users may not continue through the purchase funnel on the site because they become frustrated at the user experience. You know, if there is a way to purchase that product from the pin itself, well, you know, not only is that convenient, but it's easier to do on the mobile screen. Yep. I think Pinterest, I mean, most Pinterest users today are using mobile devices to, you know, my wife sit on her phone at night and spend, you know, 20 to 30 minutes on Pinterest. And I asked her the other night, I said, do you ever use Pinterest on the PC? And she's like, no, rarely. I usually do it on my phone. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's their approach to mobile user experience has been impressive as well. Very impressive. Well,
and this is a message too to any businesses listening. And you're on Pinterest, make sure your website is mobile friendly. I mean, they had the big algorithm update in April, and there are still a lot of websites out there that are not really mobile friendly. They may show up right on a mobile device, which is great, but you want to make sure it also loads fast on a mobile device, because when you're in the sales funnel here, or the purchase funnel, as you had mentioned, Chris, always remember your competition is one click away at all times. And that's why it's so important to make it as easy as possible for people to do business, in this case, with Pinterest.
Yeah.
I mean, not just with Pinterest, but because that's what we're dealing with here on mobile devices.
That's another really good point, because one thing that still completely just baffles me is the number of e-commerce sites who do not have a good mobile user experience. And that's your heart. That's your lifeblood. That your website is what makes you money. I mean, that'd be similar to building a bricks and mortar store and then putting a labyrinth around it that people have to walk through to find the door to get in the front. You know,
well,
I mean,
as long as David Bowie's in the labyrinth to lead you through it, that might be kind of cool.
That would be cool. That would actually attract customers.
That's true. But see, unfortunately, most people wouldn't be able to get David Bowie to do that, so the labyrinth would be a hindrance.
It would be. but you see my point. I mean, it's like,
absolutely,
it's one of those things where I just don't understand how you could have an e-commerce site that you're sinking thousands of dollars a month in, and you know that when you go to it on a mobile device, you can't find what you're looking for. So how could you expect your customers to do that? So we kind of strayed off the path there for a minute, but it goes back to what I was saying with this mobile user experience that Pinterest is providing. Like, honestly, why wouldn't you want to sell your products on Pinterest? I mean, especially since they're not going to charge you to do it. I mean, it's just simply paying somebody to set up or to adjust the pins, and that's a whole nother topic. But, you know, this was just based on what I learned in the last couple of weeks with their announcement of the buyable pins. So in closing, the fewer steps between discovery and purchase, the more Pinterest can fulfill its mission. And I feel like they can continue to grow the social network and be prime for the future. I honestly, if you're investing resources into Pinterest now, or you're considering it, and maybe one of your fears is, will this be around in 5 years? I'm willing to go out on a limb and say, yes, it will be. They have shown me nothing at all that would tell me otherwise. They're really doing a great job over there, and I think it's for, depending on what you sell, depending on what you do as a business, it could be a platform where you need to be on it, and don't worry about the future, because I think they're in a good place.
Chris, as always, thank you for your insight. And thank you all so much for listening to this Mind Your Business podcast presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Hope you found this information helpful and, most of all, empowering for you to improve and get more out of your online presence. That's what we're here for. Thank you, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania, for keeping me caffeinated. Thank you, as always, for listening on iTunes and Stitcher. And, of course, we've been talking about Pinterest here. Thank you for your interest on Pinterest. And send us your questions through Facebook, comment on our podcast page, email us at info@minddnd.com, or just click that agonizingly enticing Ask a Question button on the right side of our podcast page. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you here again next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.